You're listening to ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
On Thursdays, Jacinta invariably has a little bit of a film review. And, of course, we speak to film critic and programmer at this time, Thomas Caldwell. And, Thomas, you've got a brand new film released today.
It is released today. Hi, Brian. Hi. I am really glad I picked this film. This is Cruella, which is the big new Disney film that's in cinemas today, but it also hits the Disney Plus online channel tomorrow. It gets a premiere access, so it costs a bit to watch it, but those of us in Melbourne who, if you can't catch it in the cinemas between now and midnight, you can get it online from tomorrow.
So available in cinemas up until midnight, of course, when the restrictions really kick in, but available online through the Disney Channel.
Yeah, you'll have to pay extra to get this film, but if there's two or more of you watching it, I think it's still good value. And look, I had a ball with this film. I love it when I'm deeply cynical about a film and I think, what's the point of an origin story about Cruella de Vil? Who is this going to be for? This looks ridiculous. And I had a ball from start to finish. I love being proven wrong. This is really, really wicked fun. And I think the key to what makes this fun, and I was a bit alarmed at first because we are presented with this, with the Cruella character as a 12-year-old girl who goes by the name Estella. And she's really likable. She's a really sympathetic, likable character. She's creative. She's rebellious. She's got no time for joyless authority figures or soulless institutions. She's also very much an underdog. She's the victim of bullying. Something very traumatic happens in her childhood. So she's got this glorious, chaotic energy and desire to operate outside the confines of conventional society, which sees her becoming a sort of rising force in London in the 1970s in the fashion industry. And at first I was really worried about the fact that she has all these really great attributes, and yet we know she then becomes this kind of evil puppy killer who was played by Glenn Close in the live-action films in the 90s, who of course originated in the 1956 novel The 101 Dalmatians. And I think what this film gets right is it doesn't suggest that those attributes are bad. This is more reimagining. This is more a kind of overhauling of this character into a more complex human that, even when she gets a bit more vicious and vengeance-driven towards the end, I was constantly on side with her.
So, yeah, and in a way, it must be pointed out that this is the story beforehand. Were there tricks in there, Thomas, that you didn't expect?
Yeah, well, I was surprised how much they kind of reference the 101 Dalmatian films. I mean, Dalmatians do appear in this film, and this film even gives a pretty good justification for why she doesn't like Dalmatians. Like, it was actually quite reasonable. What really took me by surprise was how cool this film was. I mean, it's a Disney film, and Disney, you know, they do commodify culture and present it in a kind of more digestible format. And this does that with all these kind of 70s subculture movements, such as the mods, new wave, and punk. But I kind of went with it. I like the look of it. And, you know, the irony didn't escape me that the punk aesthetic itself was very heavily commodified almost as soon as it appeared. So the film kind of runs with that, and you know, the Cruella Estella character is sort of like a cartoonish Vivian Westwood, and she goes up against Emma Thompson as this diabolical baroness who is the kind of kingpin in the fashion industry, who's even worse.
Yes.
So you're kind of rooting for the wicked but lovable character going up against somebody who is truly evil. So I very much chose to think of this film as a reimagining, that she's not going to become the Cruella of 101 Dalmatians. She's someone far cooler and far more interesting.
And great performance from Emma Stone, Thomas?
Emma Stone is spectacular. I mean, it could have been really easy to phone this in and just be, you know, camp and outrageous and villainous. But she gets the sympathy when she needs it. And she's also delightfully fun. Like, she walks a fine line between absurd and humane. And I believed in her the entire film. And it's a real credit to director Craig Gillespie, who is an Australian director. His last film was the excellent I, Tonya. And I noticed this film is two writers, and one of them is another Australian, a guy named Tony McNamara, who wrote The Favourite and the TV series The Great. And so he's no stranger to writing slightly edgier material as well. So there's some really talented people behind this film.
And I love the fact that Glenn Close is actually on the production team as well.
Oh, yes. I think she was one of the early producers or maybe executive producers who was keen to see this film come to fruition.
Yep, of course. And she was part of the 101 Dalmatians in 96, 102 Dalmatians in 2000. Thomas Caldwell, we thank you so much. I'm sorry to push you along, but there's so much to get through.
Of course.
Really appreciate this. And you take care of yourself and you do the right thing for the next 7 days.
Yeah, will do. No more visits to the cinema for me for a while. Thanks, Brian.
All right. Thanks, mate. Appreciate that.
ABC Radio, Melbourne and Victoria.